You did it. It's time to celebrate. Hello, everyone. Happy Monday and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown, and today we are going to focus on the first pillar of coherence, which is the self that manifests as well-being. This is an offered intention for you to use as we go into today's practice. It's my intention for what I want to focus on as I host this space for us. But of course, if there's something else that you are working on or you would like to call in, please, please do so. To get us started, I'm going to light some sage to cleanse our shared space. And as I do so, I invite you to close your eyes or soften your vision if you can, if it is safe for you to do so. And begin to deepen your breath. As you allow this breath to deepen, tune in to your body, how you're doing today, anywhere you feel some soreness, some tightness, some tenderness, send the breath there. Let the breath be an energetic massage as it passes through your body. And for the next few minutes, just know that it's all about you. This is a space for you to let go and be. Give yourself permission to take this time for you. Okay, I am going to invite you to take a deep breath with me, and when we do so, I want you to make it the deepest breath of the day so far. Okay, whenever you're ready, take that deep breath in and keep inhaling. Really make it the deepest breath. And exhale with a sigh. And tune in to the collective, aligning with all of the people across space and time that are joining us here, sharing this breath, and sharing this ritual. You can slowly allow your breathing to return to a comfortable rhythm. And when you're ready, gently come back into the room and open your eyes. Okay, I am going to start shuffling our cards for today. And as I do so, tune back in to our intention, our theme of self that manifests as well-being. Call back in your intention that you set at the beginning of today's practice or anything else that may come to mind now. If you have any questions or anything specific that comes to mind, allow it. Let it be with you in this moment. But it's not necessary. Whatever comes up is exactly right. Well, okay then. Did y'all see that? I feel like a lot of the times the cards that pop out, you don't really see. The camera doesn't catch it, but that was a really pretty arc. I hope the camera did catch it. Today, our card is the Six of Wands. Victory. Homecoming. We see a champion riding on horseback, a laurel crowning their head, and holding one of the wands with a laurel tied at the top of it, and five other wands in the background being held by paraders around our champion. Today is a moment of celebration, of admiring how far you've come. I think oftentimes in self-work, self-growth, in really wanting to do these things that are, the soul journey stuff. It's like, oh, I have this other lesson and that uncovers this question and that means I need to explore this. And oh, there's this other thing. That is so beautiful. And yes, absolutely. There's always something new to work on, always something that is revealed that we can continue to hone, right? We cannot forget the part of the process that is celebration, that is honoring all the work we've done. If we push so hard through all the growth that we don't take time to marinate in this feeling of success, in the pride of that, then we stay in this mindset of what's wrong with me? What's the next thing I need to fix? I am always wrong. There is always something broken that I need to fix. And that's not true, right? You are perfect, exactly as you are right now. And all of this work is not about becoming something different or becoming better. It is about reminding ourselves of who we already are. And it is in these moments of celebration, in returning to the magic and majesty of self, that we're reminded of that. That we're reminded of our innate beauty and worth. And that is a necessary, deeply necessary part of the process. Arguably the most important part of this process. Because if we're only focusing on what is broken, we are only perpetuating that cycle, right? Energy flows where thoughts go. Isn't that, there's some rhyme there. I'm saying that wrong, but there's something in that, right? If you're only ever focusing on what you feel like is wrong, you're not taking the time to focus on all of the things that are beautiful about that and that you should be proud of, that you've done, you've accomplished. To move into our mantra today, inspired by the Six of Wands, this theme of self, well-being, and anything else that you may have brought into today's session. Our mantra today is going to be, I celebrate all that I am. Because whether or not there are pieces of yourself that you do want to fix or you do feel like are broken, those pieces deserve celebration too, because at some point they served you, right? They protected you when you were young. They helped you work through an old wound that you are trying to heal. It, right? All of these things that from our perspective of right now, of this point of view, where our feet are in the ground today, that seem broken, at one time were our saviors. And calling that back in is so important. Okay, I am going to invite you to take another deep breath with me, and on the exhale, we are going to seal in our mantra by repeating it. I celebrate all of who I am. Okay, whenever you're ready, take that deep breath in. And exhale, repeating the mantra, I celebrate all of who I am. For our practice today, do something to celebrate. I feel like that was probably, you probably saw that one coming, but I think there are so many ways that we can celebrate ourselves, you know, and whether that's taking a little bit of extra time to take a bath and soak for 10 or 15 minutes tonight, or maybe having an extra scoop of ice cream after dinner, or wearing your favorite outfit today, right? There's so many things that feel like an expression of celebrating you. And so whatever comes to mind that is like, yes, this is me, and this makes me feel good and proud. Maybe it's also like lighting a candle and making a wish like we do on our birthday, or putting on a little party hat and having some fun this evening. Anything to just call to mind graciousness and gratitude for the you that has gotten you to this moment is beautiful. Thank you all so very much for being here with me today. If you enjoyed today's ritual, please share this with someone that you think would also enjoy it or could really use to hear this message today. I also encourage you to let me know in the comments down below what you're going to do to celebrate yourself. I think I am going to have an aperitivo this afternoon. I normally don't on Mondays because it's Monday and work, but yeah, I think I'm going to go out and have a little drink and a free snacky. Thank you, Italy, for the free snacks. But I would love to hear what you are going to do to celebrate glorious you today. Again, thank you so very much for being here, and I am very much looking forward to seeing you right back here tomorrow. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Please, wherever you are watching or listening, like, follow, subscribe, share, rate, review, leave us 5 stars. Please, this is the best way to support me, support the work I'm doing, and help other people find this too. If this feels like it's helping you along your path, let it help someone else too. A big thank you to Puddington Bear for our Daily Rituals theme music. And as always, I hope you feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time, love.